Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, May 4th, 2018, and I have two guests in the studio with me this morning. I have Erica Carroll, who's the Alaska Field Representative for the National Park Conservation Association. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
And I have Chandler O'Connell, who's the Community Catalyst for Sitka Conservation Society.
Good morning. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. So, Erica, can you tell us a little bit about what National Park Conservation Association is? Who are they?
Of course. Thanks. So the National Parks Conservation Association is actually, a lot of people think it's part of the National Parks Service, and we're actually a nonprofit, a nonpartisan nonprofit that has been around since 1919. And we're the voice of the national park. We help conserve any issues that are going on nationwide. And we have a very small three-person office in our Alaska region. NPCA employs 175 employees all around the U.S. A big majority of those are in D.C., working on the Hill with Congress and making sure that our National Park Service gets all the amenities and the funding that they need. And our Alaska region has, like I said, the three members in our office based out of Anchorage to support the 16 Alaska national parks that are here in the 54 million acres of national parks land that Alaska is so lucky to have.
And what is your position with the NPCA?
Yeah, I came on board about 6 months ago, and the position title is Field Representative. But really what I like to think about it as the outreach and the engagement coordinator. It's getting out in the communities and really focusing on the gateway communities, as Sitka is to Sitka National Historical Park, and also engaging with youth, our next generation, a lot of veterans and military that are spread out throughout the state of Alaska, which is actually what brought me up to Alaska, and I've stayed ever since. And just the wonderful, like I said, local communities such as Sitka is.
And what brought you to Sitka?
We're actually here thanks to SES helping us coordinate some wonderful events this weekend. We have some events that we're going to be doing throughout Friday and Saturday with youth and other coalition conservation groups around the area.
Awesome. And Chandler, do you mind telling us a little bit about these events that are happening?
Yeah, for sure. So there are two events that the public is welcome to join us at. First of all, there is a potluck this evening at 6 p.m., and that will be hosted at Sitka Kitch, which is located at the First Presbyterian Church on Sawmill Creek Road. That potluck is an opportunity to bring a dish of share, get to know some neighbors, and hear from the NPCA about their work. SES is eager to learn more about what they do here in Alaska, and so we invite the public to come learn more as well. And we'll also be joined by Sitka National Historical Park Superintendent David Elkowitz, who will be sharing a couple words on our local park. And as I mentioned, that I'll also just give a shout out. SES is so excited about the new partnership between the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and our local park. That's wonderful news, and so lots of things to be celebrating these days. And then the second event is tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 3 p.m. There's a National Park Youth Fair, and youth of all ages are invited. There's going to be a lot of great activities, including birding walks, science explorations, and some crafting as well. And that's a collaborative event. NPCA will be there, so that's another chance to learn about them. And we'll also have park staff, folks from STA, folks from our 4-H Youth Club, and the Sitka Sound Science Center will all be in attendance. So should be a really fun event, a couple hours to be out on national parkland.
And can you tell us a little bit about, Erica, do you mind telling us a little bit about what the NPCA is working on in Alaska broadly?
Yeah, we have many campaigns, some of them reaching from Pebble Mine, which many people are aware of here in Alaska. It actually cuts right through or right in between Lake Clark and Katmai National Parks and some of the transportation corridor. And there's a comment period for that open right now till June 29th. We're also working on, there's an Ambler Road to a mine up that goes 20 miles of the 220 miles goes right through the gates of the Arctic National Preserve. We have some Denali wolf buffer zone issues that we're working right outside of Denali National Park, and some national wildlife hunting regulations that might be coming down the pipeline and that we've been working on continuously for years. And the last big campaign that directly affects Sitka is our Restore National Parks campaign nationwide. And that's trying to get to the maintenance backlog here in the National Park Service. It's like the all the unglamorous stuff that we like to not do even with our own homes, but it's really important to the visitor experience. And Sitka is not immune to this affliction. In 2016 alone, it had $2.8 million of backlog, things that include just, you know, really rundown parking lots, major repairs to the Russian Bishop's house, and just upkeep on the totem poles in Totem Pole Park. So again, they're not glamorous, but they're really important. And Sitka National Park is a big provider of economic and support to this small community. They had 217,000 visitors in 2016, and those visitors spent on around $40 million in the community and provided almost 500 jobs. So we're here to help support the National Park and make sure Sitka's National Historical Park is kept up and kept beautiful, all the visitors and the locals, and to, again, for the Sitka tribe to tell their story with the new partnership.
Awesome. And what are you most looking forward to in being here in Sitka, Erica?
Well, I brought my family, and when I first moved up to Alaska 10 years ago, this was one of the stops on the ferry, and I think I'm really excited to show my young daughter and my husband what a great community Sitka is and why people stay here once they come, and also to learn more about the Sitka Tribe partnership and meet with lots of wonderful, hopefully lots of people come from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. We'll have some youth events, so it's a family-friendly event. I'm just really excited to get out and learn what's important to this community and what NPCA can do. Tell us your story and see what we can do to help.
And if if people in Sitka can't attend these events, how can they learn more about what both of you are doing?
Great. So for the Sitka Conservation Society, first of all, you're always welcome to stop by our office. We're located right upstairs from Old Harbor Books. Or you can visit our website at sitkawild.org or give me a call, 747-7509. And we're always happy to talk with our neighbors here in Sitka.
And for the National Parks Conservation Association, our Alaska office, like I said, is in Anchorage right behind the new 49th State Brewery. So you can always stop in if you're coming through Anchorage. And if not, you can go to npca.org and look under the Alaska region. Or also call myself, Erica Carroll, at 907-444-1137. And lastly, if you can't make the 1 to 3 p.m. event tomorrow on Saturday or the evening potluck from 6 to 8 p.m., myself and my boss, the regional director of the National Parks Conservation Association in the Alaska region, Jim Adams, will be at the Backdoor Cafe if you want to learn more about NPCA from 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday.
And we have just a couple more minutes here. So Chandler, are you going to be attending either of these events?
Yeah, so several members of the SCS team will be at the potluck this evening at 6 p.m. And as I said, like, we're excited to learn more about what this great nonprofit does and see how that could potentially connect with our work here in Southeast Alaska. So we'll be there listening, and I hope others will join us. I also would like to give a shout out for this great collaborative youth event tomorrow. Youth who participate will also have a chance to try out a new birding scope that the NPCA donated to the Sitka 4-H Alaska Way of Life Club. So that's a great piece of equipment that can really connect youth with the world surrounding them. And I think it'll be a lot of fun for kids. So that's another plug for the youth event tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. But I will say, like, this connection between SCS and NPCA was fairly organic. I think this is about building relationships. So this is our first connection, and we're excited to learn more.
Awesome. Yeah, we're really excited to help with the future generation, because they'll be the ones that are the protectors of our national park and the stories that they tell. So we're really excited to get more of the community involved and grow more advocates.
And has your daughter ever been birding, Kara?
Yes, actually, she we purchased her first pair of pink binoculars, and she was wearing them in the hotel room before I left, and she told me to make sure to look for any Alaska wildlife. So I think we have our next little conservationist in the making.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for being with me. If you're just tuning in, I have Erica Carroll, who's the Alaska Field Representative for National Park Conservation Association, as well as Chandler O'Connell, who is the Community Catalyst for Sitka Conservation Society. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.